Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1277. Visible, translated text is as follows. I was 10 feet from the woman. I didn't notice very particularly. I did not speak to them. W.T. Hollis, sworn for the state in rebuttal. Mr. Reed rides out with me every morning. I don't remember talking to J.D. Reed on Monday, April 29th, and telling him that George Epps and Mary Fagan were on my car together. I didn't tell that to anybody. I say like I have always said that if he was on the car, I did not see him. J.D. Reed, sworn for the state in rebuttal. Mr. Hollis told me on Monday, April 28th, that Epps had gotten on the car and taken his seat next to Mary, and that the two talked to each other all the way as though they were little sweethearts. J.N. Starnes, sworn for the state in rebuttal. There were no spots around the scuttle hole where the ladder is immediately after the murder. Campbell and I arrested Manola McKnight to get a statement from her. We turned her over to the patrol wagon, and we never saw her anymore until the following day, when we called Mr. Craven and Mr. Pickett to come down and interview her. We stayed on the outside while she was on the inside with Craven and Pickett. They called us back, and I said to her, Manola, the truth is all we want, and if this is not the truth, don't you state it. And she started to put the statement down. Mr. Gordon, her attorney, was on the outside, and I told him we would go inside without his making any demand on me. And he went in with us, and Mr. February had already taken down part of the statement, and I stopped him and made him read over what he had already taken down. And after she had finished the statement, Attorney Gordon went to Mr. Dorsey's office, and then he came back to the police station. After he returned, the affidavit was read over in the presence of Mr. Pickett, Craven, Campbell, Albert McKnight, and Attorney Gordon, and she signed it in our presence. You, Mr. Dorsey, had nothing to do with holding her. You told me over the phone that you couldn't say what I could do, but that I could do what I pleased about it. Cross-examination. No, I did not lock her up because she didn't give us the right kind of statement. As to the authority I had to lock her up, it was reasonable and right that she should be locked up. I did that for the best interest of the case I was working on. No, I didn't have any warrant for her arrest. She was brought to Mr. Dorsey's office by a bailiff by subpoena. I took her away.